foreign contribution to a campaign.
His committee, meantime, has subpoenaed former Deputy Trump campaign manager Rick Gates and former White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Crews are rescued after explosions on two oil tankers.
The U.S. Navy's on the scene, assisting after two oil tankers heading for Asia are hit in suspected attacks near the coast of Iran Thursday in the Gulf of Oman.
Fox's Lillian Wu, Iran's government has denied involvement in similar recent attacks. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not a bad forecast for the next couple of days. In fact, lower humidity. That's good news. Sunshine today with a high temperature up to about 86. We should be dry. Partly cloudy, comfortable tonight. Overnight low 60. Tomorrow, more sun, but still relatively tolerable humidity. High in the mid to upper 80s. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, there could be an isolated shower somewhere. I think most places will stay dry. Then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday. Sunday's high in, well, right around 90. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Selma Police Chief Spencer Collier is retiring from the police department. Mayor Dario Melton says the retirement is effective July 30th and Collier is currently on medical leave. No word on a timeline for selecting a new police chief. Life South needs your help. Community blood centers are facing a need for all blood types right now. Blood donation usually drops in the summer because of vacations and school breaks, but the need for blood remains. Contact Life South for more information on how you can donate. And EMA officials from across the state are in Prattville this week for the Disaster Preparedness Conference. Yesterday, officials discussed the pros and cons of declaring a state of emergency and how local EMAs can do their jobs more effectively. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why Wow Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Our 9 o'clock name for this hour to win a 1-carat Forever Mart diamond from Marguerite's, it's James Perry. We're looking for James Perry to call us back at 396-5477. James Perry, call us back at 396-5477.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, it's bringing me out the dark.
I told somebody last night I would open to Adele, and I can't remember who it was. Our number 272-9228.
Whoever it is, good call.
It's not bad.
Good song.
Oh, this song's great. Now, not all of her stuff is good.
No, just saying.
But this song's pretty good. Our number 272-9228, that's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. 272-9228. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon on a daily basis, every single day, Monday through Friday, Dave.
That's right.
Monday through Friday. If you didn't know better, then you turn the radio on a Sunday afternoon, sometimes you would think it's Monday through Friday.
It's true. I catch myself sometimes.
You know,
and I don't listen.
Well, I don't either, because it's weird driving around, but sometimes it'll take me a second to figure out who it is. I'm like, who is this genius making these great points?
Or the best is, like, I'll be flipping through and it'll be me saying something and one of the boys will be like, Daddy! That's you!
Like, yeah, it took me a long time to figure out when.
Oh, yeah, at me.
Yeah, well, you heard the brilliance emanating from these airwaves. It took me a long time to figure out what time exactly the replay was. But I've since stumbled upon the correct times. I think it's 1 to 4, 1:30 to 4. I think they missed part of one of our hours. The big news all over the state of Alabama that I announced yesterday on this program before anybody else broke
you
it.
You sure did.
And not only that, I announced it like 3 weeks ago on this program.
Yeah, I also... Okay, was it a coincidence?
What?
That you it wasn't a coincidence that you announced it and then that came out.
No, it wasn't a coincidence.
Yeah, I mean... but it was funny because I follow a lot of writers on Twitter and stuff, and so then I see this article pop up, and it's like the case between Central Collier and Bentley has been settled, and I was like, and I looked at it, and I was like, that can't be new.
No, that's 3 weeks ago. I announced it on the radio probably once a week for the last 3 or 4 weeks that the case between Spencer Collier and former Governor Robert J. Bentley has been settled. I found it by doing, you know, journalistic things. And here's the thing that I'm gonna lift the veil for a moment.
Okay.
Show you how news works in this state.
Okay.
See, we don't have, you might think we're immune from globalism and corporatism in the Alabama media.
Wrong.
That would be a total negative, ghostwriter.
Wrong.
My daughter did that to me the other day. I said so. She goes, wrong.
One of my kids did it the other day, too. And Michelle was like, this is your fault.
Wrong.
That's what I said.
But I came across it just looking at Spencer Collier's bankruptcy filing. I pulled his bank. I mean, I'm on Pacer. Everybody's entitled to be on Pacer. All you got to do is sign up for an account. As long as you spend under like $20 a month or a quarter or whatever, they don't charge you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you sign up for Pacer. If you just spend like $2 or $3, they don't send you a bill. They send you a bill, you got to pay it.
Okay.
Otherwise, you get blocked and they'll investigate you. I mean,
right. You might know who they are, but they know who you are.
There are large federal police forces that are bored. They have nothing to do. They will track you down over 2240, I promise.
Interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah, but it's free. It's basically a free service. You get on Pacer, you sign up, they send you a password. Don't lose it. It's a pain in the butt to get it reset. Speaking from experience.
I was going to say, that may have happened to you recently.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was tearing my hair out trying to get it back.
Yeah, that was a... Well, it wasn't a funny day. It was now.
It was a day.
Now it's funny.
Now, looking back.
But then I was like, I'm not even going to tease him about this.
No.
He's like, he's heated about this.
You would have seen the pterodactyl inside of me.
And there's nothing more frustrating than that. Like when you know.
When you know. And then you had
to call somebody.
I did.
And then they wouldn't call you back.
Right. Trust me. I don't want to relive it, Dave.
Sorry. So everyone sign up.
Yeah. So sign up for Pacer. But I found it just doing routine stuff because I knew this lawsuit was pending. And I thought, I wonder if anybody's had an opportunity to look at the bankruptcy proceeding, because that's where the settlement would be filed. See if it's been settled.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, like a month earlier, it had been settled. So it had been settled a couple months. And so in talking with a journalist, I just was kind of talking to folks. And I know journalists at AP and AL.com and WSFA and AL Daily News. I talked to a few of these different journalists. And I mentioned to one of them, I said, did you realize the Spencer Collier case had settled against Bentley?
Mm-hmm.
She said, no. Really?
No, wait, what?
I said, yeah, it had settled because Spencer came up. And I said, yeah, it has settled. It's been settled for weeks, like a couple of months. She said, oh, okay. Well, then I get a call from another reporter. And obviously those two reporters have been talking. And she said, I heard you knew the Spencer Collier case had been settled. How did you find that out?
Baron, are you a wizard?
Well.
Do you have a time machine like Dante?
No.
Oh, wait, so you just checked, like, where the court proceedings
were
filed?
I talked to another journalist from a different entity, a statewide, national entity, frankly. And that journalist confirmed that the case had settled. Both of them had talked to me. I mentioned to both of them the case had settled. I told them both where I figured it out. I told them the amount of the settlement, how the settlement distribution, how the proceeds would be distributed, who would get what percentage, where it was all going. That was weeks ago, like 2-3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
maybe more. I've mentioned it on air like 3 or 4 times. I wondered why they weren't running with the story, and now I know. Now I know, because they wanted this story to run cover for Spencer Collier when he inevitably went down in a blaze of glory as the Selma police chief.
Right.
And they wanted this to take the headlines away from Spencer Collier's an incompetent boob of a police officer. And they wanted it to be all about Robert Bentley and about the settlement. So that's it. You're watching in real time how news is rigged in Alabama. Because this news has been out there. It's not just me saying it from the microphone. I said it from the microphone. A reporter called me and asked about it. So they were obviously listening. She was listening. Then she obviously talked to another reporter because that reporter called me. There was a third reporter in the mix at one point, and I just marveled. And I said, can you believe these two statewide entities? This was a local reporter. I said, can you believe these two statewide entities have been aware of this and are not printing it? And he said, well, I actually heard you say it on the radio, too. He didn't print it either.
Well, who listens?
Everybody.
You would think that they might go like, well, you know, Barron sometimes knows what he's talking about. And by sometimes, I mean all the time.
Every time I open my mouth.
And so they would be like, you know, maybe I should check into this.
Well, they do. They listen. Like the statewide woman that works for, she called me telling me,
right.
I heard you talking about this. Where did you find that out?
I had heard.
So I told her where I found it out. She obviously talked to another reporter. But they timed it. This was all timed. They all held the story until they were told they could print it. They had to have. There's no other reason they held the story, because there's no new documents. I checked Pacer. There's nothing new other than what was available when I talked to the reporters 3 or 4 weeks ago. That's it. There's nothing new. But instead, they all held it to do maximum cover for Spencer Collier. And you might ask yourself, self, why Spencer Collier? Why would they cover for that guy? Well, they don't cover for that guy. But it's favors owed to other consultants.
Hmm.
For tips and breaks and leaks.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens.
It does.
That's what happens. So if you guys want to know in real time, you watched in real time a story being sat on and covered in the Alabama press. Not covered like they actually provided coverage to it, but sat on and hidden from public view in the Alabama press in real time. I just demonstrated it for you. I couldn't believe it with my own eyes that nobody was printing this thing. So that's kind of the big statewide news. There's national news. There's actually international news that I'm going to bring you after the break. That's very important. This is not a joke. There's nothing light about this at all. What's happening right now could kick off World War III, frankly, and I'm not being.
Yeah, you're right. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Even though he hasn't even shown me,
I'm not being overdramatic at all. It's a big, big deal. What's going on the other side of the world?
Huge,
huge,
bigly,
huge deal. All right, our number 272-9228. 272-9228. Diana Ross at 9:17. Well, maybe. Diana was a big album. Big, big album. 17. You remember the rumor that Michael Jackson was trying to turn into Diana Ross?
Right.
It was Peter Pan.
Oh.
If you ever look at the drawings of Michael Jackson's drawings of Peter Pan, that's who he was trying to become. We'll be back. Side down. Boy, you turn me inside out and round and round.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
The night that the first 1,000 fans, 15 and older, receive a game show t-shirt.
What is June 13th? Join us for game show night on Thursday the 13th for a celebration of your favorite game shows at Riverwalk Stadium. Each Thursday night game features a free t-shirt along with Thirsty Thursday drink specials. Gates open at 5:30 and shirts will not last long. For more information and to see all 11 shirt designs, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com. Bake 'em!
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas. Our friends over at Cole Plumbing have good news for you. No more running out of hot water. Ever.
Ever.
Ever. You do not have to run out of hot water. Ever, 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 ever. If you get a tankless water heater from Cole Plumbing, all you got to do is call them. 279-8919, 279-8919. You have a teenager or seven in the house? Huh? You know they like to take those 30 or 40 minute showers? I guess they're just getting really clean, Dave. You know, sometimes it puts a little stress in the old water heater. Maybe you want to do a load of laundry, some towels at the same time you're doing doing dishes and you want to take a shower, you know what? And then want to run a bath upstairs. You have never-ending hot water with a tankless water heater from Cole Plumbing. Plus, they have proprietary pipelining technology. No reason to dig a hole when you call on Cole, 279-8919, 279-8919. Check them out online, coleplumbing.com. Find them on Facebook. When you have trouble with your bowl, hey.
Call on Cole.
Call on Cole. 21 minutes now after 9 o'clock. Is World War III near? Maybe.
It's not necessarily imminent, but it's not also not imminent.
It's not imminent. Now, I'm on Fox News on the in-studio monitor. They're talking about Bernie Sanders. They were just talking about Big Poppy.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm just going to do a little scan here of all the stations and see, are they covering the big story that could be the beginning of World War Trace. What was it Einstein said? I don't know what'll start World War. I don't know what weapons they'll use in World War III, but in World War IV, they'll use sticks and stones. Now, 24 officers injured after U.S. Marshals kill man in Memphis. That's the big CNN coverage. Okay, we got a white man bad. We got that. In the Karen Soltis is on MSNBC. Kristen Soltis. She has a Montgomery tie, doesn't she?
I don't know. Does she?
We'll talk about it during the break.
Okay.
I think she does. Kristen, not Karen. Kristen Soltis. As on NBC talking about Trump claims his polls show he's winning everywhere. Guys, nobody is paying any attention to the fact that Archduke Ferdinand may have just been
assassinated. That the Iranians filed on an oil tanker?
Yeah. Here's the headline from responsible journalistic outlets. That actually cover this type of news. Two tankers damaged after torpedo attack near Strait of Hormuz. Oil soars. There's now three updates to this story. I'll read you the original story and then the updates. One of the most terrifying headlines I've ever seen. And just like that, war with Iran is now almost assured. Roughly 1 month after the U.S. accused Iran of attacking Saudi and UAE docked oil tankers with naval mines in the Straits of Hormuz, two oil tankers were attacked today in the Sea of Oman, not far from where the prior attacks occurred, leaving both ships seriously damaged, according to Bloomberg reporting. The Associated Press reports the ships are ablaze and adrift. But so far, no casualties. The U.S. Navy has rushed to assist. Update number one to this story is an important update. The Front Altair, it's a Marshall Islands flagged tanker, was damaged in Thursday's attack. It has now sunk.
Oh, geez.
According to Iranian television. Later, others denied these reports. But keep in mind, there is twice as much oil on this ship, this one ship, as there was on the Exxon Valdez. Well, and it was ablaze when last noticed. Number two, update number two. It appears earlier reports that the Front Altair has sunk were, in fact, incorrect. The ship's captain has said it is still afloat. VHF radio traffic confirmed it is badly damaged, but still afloat. Update number three, managers of the companies that own the tankers have weighed in on Thursday's attacks. The manager of the Kokuka Courageous described the incident as a hostile attack. And DHT Holdings and Heidmar, the owners of the two tankers, have suspended new bookings to the Gulf. Now, I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. I'm not 100% sure Iran is responsible for this, but somebody wants us to believe they are.
Right.
Somebody wants us to believe they are. It looks like they were hit with torpedoes or magnetic mines, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Either of which is an act of war.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason a magnetic mine or armed torpedo is making its way through the Sea of Oman on a Thursday morning in times of peace. There's no reason for that. This Strait of Hormuz, the Sea of Oman, all this area over there, this is, I think, some ridiculously high percentage of oil comes through there, world's oil. Well, it's some stupid high. Like Saudi Arabia's, Iran's, everybody's oil comes through there.
There's a big deal in the 80s about them mining it.
Yeah, they mined it in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And caused a massive, massive shutdown of production coming out of there. Now, who has an interest in shooting torpedoes or placing magnetic mines and badly damaging oil tankers in that area? I mean, what is Iran's interest? Iran is finally getting some sort of a headway. Like right now, the head of Iran and the head of Japan
are
meeting.
That's right. Shinzo Abe.
Shinzo Abe, whose name sounds like he's about to start a war. Shinzo Abe! Sounds like a curse word.
Probably not a coincidence that he was there.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Somebody wants us to believe Iran did this. Who has an interest in going to war with Iran? I don't think John Bolton is out there doing this.
I mean, not personally.
But I think he might have known about it.
Yeah.
This would not be the first time the United States sabotaged...
Oh, it wouldn't?
...an operation on purpose to try to go to war.
And we've done that before?
Uh-huh. You've heard of the Gulf of Tonkin?
Incident?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've heard of... what was the one where they were going to down a passenger liner and blame it on Cuba?
Yeah.
That wasn't Mockingbird. What was that?
I don't know.
Paperclip.
Paperclip's where we got all the Nazi scientists.
Okay. Then maybe it was Mockingbird. They were going to down a passenger jet from Havana and blame it on Cuba.
That was probably during the time when, like, there were all those
I think Kennedy's the one that put the kibosh on it.
Hijacking was, like, constant.
Yeah, now it went to Cuba.
Yeah. Because they're non-extradition. Cuba or, like, Algiers, I think, or something.
Yeah,
one of those weird countries. Libya.
But this is, this is a real problem. This is a real problem. Somebody is doing this on purpose, obviously.
Yeah, not cool, guys.
It's hostile. If it is the deep state trying to launch a war with Iran in order to take out Trump, which I think probably would be the end of Trump if he launches a war against Iran. That war would be so wildly unpopular.
Yeah, we don't need to do that.
No. No. That war would be so wildly unpopular. That's like one thing Donald Trump could do to not get reelected in 2020.
Yeah, that's not a good deal.
Yeah. I don't want to see the United States go to war with Iran. It would be bloody. It would be expensive. It would be terrible. Right now,
it would have repercussions much further around the region and the world than either Afghanistan or Iraq did.
Right. And it would give the deep state the opportunity to activate all those terror cells that they've been funding for all these years. And we'd have real problems on our hands. And it would backfire. It would be a terrible, terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
But there are those in the Trump administration who would love nothing more than go to war with Iran because they are deep state or globalist corporatist whores. And they will make they'll make billions. Billions and billions and billions. Maybe in the trillions. I mean, the Iraq war cost trillions of dollars. The Afghanistan war was trillions of dollars. Officials said it appeared the ships had been attacked with torpedoes. Another reported sighted official said three detonations had been heard.
I will say this. My dad always told me this. The guy who's, heard shots fired in anger.
Yeah.
First reports are always wrong.
That's probably true.
Always. So, like, the three things could be, it hitting one thing and then an explosion and then another minor explosion. Also about the thing sinking. Ships these days are surprisingly hard to sink.
Yeah, I know.
They're, like... the USS Cole, you ever see that, how big the hole was?
Yeah, and it stayed afloat.
Didn't sink.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Titanic sank.
Yeah.
Actually, they did not.
Well,
the Olympus sank.
Right.
Olympus. But there's a boat at the bottom of these.
Right. There is a boat, we think.
We know that.
Allegedly.
But they never thought
we
would go down there and see it.
Because James Cameron, a guy who made a movie about the boat sinking, went and found it at the bottom of the trench?
Is that who discovered it?
Yeah.
Was it James Cameron?
In that little
subway?
Yeah.
Or submarine?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that was him. What a weird guy. You would think he'd be more out front. You'd think you'd hear more of him. I mean, he had a couple of the highest grossing movies of all time.
I think the two or three highest?
I think two of the top three. One of these stupid superhero movies just dethroned
Titanic
it.
And Avatar.
Yeah.
Never seen either of them.
I saw Titanic like 37 times in the theater. You know why?
Because your Mackin was cracking back then.
Freshman in college.
Hey, girl, you want to go see Titanic?
Freshman in college, and no girl would say no to that question. You want to go see the Titanic? Oh, yeah. Doesn't matter how hot she was. Doesn't matter how out of my league she was. If you asked a girl in 1997 or 1998, whatever year that came out, you want to go see Titanic? The answer was yes. I took the same girl three times. Never paid off. But we went.
But we attended.
We went. I was having this conversation with somebody at the community pool the other day. We're members of the Pike Road Community Club. Free plug, by the way, if you want a cool place to hang out. They have Bunko tonight for the girls. There's a pool open all summer. They have monthly events, hamburger cookouts, steak cookouts. It's a cool club. Cool club. It's cheap to join. I think it's only like $150 a year or something. Maybe $120. Not sure what it is. It's well worth it. Cheaper than the country club, I promise you.
I bet.
But it's a cool place. But anyway, I was at the Pike Road Country Club, or community club, excuse me. And we were talking about, oh gosh, I just lost it in my little free plug. I lost what I was going to say.
Talking about something. Something about Titanic.
Oh gosh, I can't
going to see it so many times.
Nah, it wasn't that.
Nah.
Anyway, Goodson Group. 551.
Good story.
Yeah, cool story, bro.
You know who doesn't forget what they're doing when you talk to them? The Goodson Group. They're all about the real estate.
Kicking the segue over here. The Goodson Group's amazing. 551-0225. 551-0225. Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group. Bo's going to be with us here in about, I don't know, 30 minutes or so. He's going to come by and talk to us for a few minutes. I like Bo. Good man.
Great guy.
Good man. We'll talk to him just a little bit, but if you need anything for real estate, 551-0225, give him a call. We'll be back. It's 32 minutes after 9.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
It's hot fun in the summertime. Hey, you can be the captain of your ship, or in this case, your watercraft, courtesy of Ward Yamaha Honda Suzuki Kawasaki in Troy, Alabama. They are a family-owned business celebrating 46 years, three generations, and the fourth generation is here. It's watercraft season, and Ward's has the Yamaha Wave Runners, one of the lightest, fastest, reliable, most fuel-efficient watercraft on the market today. They specialize in side-by-sides, Polaris, Kawasaki, Yamaha, and Honda. And they also specialize in building your side-by-side the way you want it. Top, windshield, winches, lift kits, wheels, and tires. Ward's has it. So go by and be a part of the family. 46 years strong, you can call Ward's today and get it taken care of. See AJ Troy and check them out on Facebook. Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to be good for at least a couple of days. Sunshine today and relatively nice humidity with a high temperature up to about 86. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature 60. That's pretty good in June. Tomorrow, more sun, mid to upper 80s, still tolerable humidity. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, mostly sunny skies. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere, but then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Sunday's high right around 90. From the
American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Yeah. All right, guys, welcome back in. A Marvin Gaye morning to you.
We don't need to.
This is gay. Marvin Gaye. Gay with an E. James Cameron has his own watch? He got his own Rolex? You're kidding me. Did you know this?
No.
James Cameron has its own Rolex. You guys could probably find it at Heirloom Jewelers.
I think people are out there like, you know what? I want that James Cameron Rolex.
It's a pretty good looking watch, man.
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
That's a really good looking watch. Yeah. It's got kind of a black that blue that fades into black on the face. You know who sent me this?
Who's that?
Troop Booth.
Well?
Heirloom Jewelers.
He would know.
You guys ought to go by Heirloom Jewelers. If you want a James Cameron, you know what? I want the Rolex Daytona. That's what I want. I can't afford it. That's what I want. If I came home with a watch that nice, my mom.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. My life would be over.
It'd be like the scene in Goodfellas where the chick comes in with the like after they rob Lufthansa and he tells them not to spend their money and she comes in with the fur coat. Take it off, take it off right now, and like De Niro takes it off of her. Take it back.
You know, but
power.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful watches. Beautiful, beautiful. I'm gonna get one day. I just gotta get there. I gotta get to where I can deserve it. Gotta get to where I can deserve it. I'm gonna get that. Mark my words. Before I die, I'll be wearing a Rolex Daytona.
All right.
You know who I'm going to get it from?
True
Booth, Heirloom Jewelers. I'm going to tell him one day, look out for a reasonably priced Rolex Daytona for me, and I'm going to wear that bad boy. Like you wear the Pepsi. I'm going to wear the Daytona, looking good in it. Go to my Heirloom Jewelers. That's the kind of stuff he does. He will be on the lookout for anything. You can say, hey, you know, and back in the 20s and 30s, they used to have these rings that looked like this, and they did that and all that. He'll find it for you. He'll find it for you. And he goes to jewelry sales. Actually, he's closing up soon to go to a jewelry sale. Is it this week or next week? Anyway. Oh, it's called a deep sea. Our friend Jamie has one.
Oh.
How about that?
Okay. About
that? I'm getting all kinds of good text messages.
Well, dang. Okay.
Anyway, go buy Heirloom Jewelers when you get a chance. Talk to him about a deep sea. Talk to him about a Pepsi. Talk to him about a Daytona. They got some cool Rolexes. He's got to go get them. He's got to go find them. But that way you know you're getting the best price because he's going to look out and find the best one for you. You can sell your jewelry there too. That's what the most amazing thing with Troop Booth. You walk right in with jewelry and you walk right out with cash or a check. You don't want to walk out with a bunch of cash. You're robbed. But go in there and talk to Troop Booth. A great human being, great guy, GIA, gemological genius, super, super guy, and couldn't recommend him highly enough. Without a doubt, if you're in the market for jewelry, please go to Heirloom Jewelers above anyone else. 39 minutes after 9 o'clock. Tom Baudet, you, sir, are on the air with Dave Mowry and Baron Coleman.
Thank you very much, sir, for taking my call. I'll try to make it short as I can.
Go ahead.
The torpedo thing, I think you're right about. I don't believe it was torpedoes. I know a little bit about torpedoes. They're designed to penetrate the hull and explode on the inside of the ship. And the smallest torpedo we got is a 46. And that's about a 500-pound bomb.
You know, my mom used to tell me growing up, don't ever mess with anyone who knows the details of torpedoes.
Well,
stay away from them.
I wasn't that lucky.
Stay away from them. Just give them a wide berth.
Well, then the next size up from that is a Mark 48. That's a little bit bigger, but it has it's more sophisticated. And it'll go underneath the hull and break the backbone of the ship. And most of the ships nowadays, they have double hull. So you got like a 12-foot keel on the bottom and double thickness. There's like a 12-foot void you know, in case something they run into something, they don't start puking oil everywhere.
Wow.
So more than likely you had what they call some kind of mine that they hit, or somebody had a Zulu 5 Oscar in the water, which is a swimmer, and they attached something to the ships, and bang, it blew up. I don't have any idea who did it. I know it'll all lead back to Iran, whether it's...
Yeah, that's the thing. Somebody wants us to think it was Iran, but I don't think it was. Yeah. The motive just isn't there. And I've been right about this every step of the way. You guys remember when I said it about Syria, that there's no way that was Syria. They don't have the motive to do it. It doesn't make sense. But the deep state got what they wanted. He lobbed a couple $10 million, or hundreds of $10 million missiles over there got to you know, beat back Bashar al-Assad's forces and allow ISIS and al-Qaeda to continue to advance and take over Syria. That's what the deep state wanted. And they want something here in Iran. They want something here in Iran as well, for the same reason. For the same reason.
Well, when you think about the Straits of Hormuz, it's only 24 miles across.
Yeah.
If you sink something big enough in the middle of it, you know, or anything to obstruct that, then the world's oil prices are just going to skyrocket.
They're up 5% this morning.
Yeah, and it's going to keep happening. Yeah. We're going to end up back there. I've been there. I got my ticket there 3 or 4 times. You know, it's not a nice place to go, and people hate you.
Yeah.
You know, we got to keep it open one way or another. Now, no matter who did it, that waterway has got to remain open. So if it means killing a bunch of folks to do it, then we're going to have to do it.
All right, my friend. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Our number 272-9228, if you want to get in, Fred.
Hey, good morning. You know, Iran has scared me for years. There are people a lot smarter than me that are analysts and experts on Iran. They've been pulling shenanigans on the creation of their nuclear capability. Remember, wasn't it Obama that sent them a bunch of pallets full of cash?
Oh, yeah.
We owed them that. Tough, you know what? It starts with an S. What are they going to do to us that's worth a lot more than those pallets of cash? We should have kept that in the bank drawing interest to help pay for some of the stuff that they're doing.
Lots of cash. I mean, if you could visualize the amount of cash, it would boggle the mind so completely you wouldn't be able to function.
Pallet
of cash.
Full of $100 bills. We owed it to them. That was their excuse.
Well, I mean, we did because Obama gave it to them, but he didn't have to give it to them in friggin' cash.
Well, in war, who cares about we owe them cash?
Right.
That's kind of my feeling on that. But anyway, listen to Spotify, J.J. Cale, awesome. I don't know if you guys heard much of his music or not.
Of course.
Of course.
Phenomenal. Anyway, enjoy listening.
Yes,
don't
sir.
Call much. Bye.
Thanks, man. You should call more.
Yeah. J.J. Cale, I mean, the dude basically, you know, wrote Clapton's best song and Widespread's best song.
Yeah.
Or one of them.
He's a good actor.
Traveling light.
Only way to fly.
That's right.
Our number 272-9228. Where did I see that reference recently? Oh, Emily's Facebook post. It said traveling light on it. And I said that's the best white, because she had only had one bag.
Oh, yeah.
And I said that's the best Widespread song.
There you go.
Who's this?
Rick.
Ritz?
Rick. The Straits of Hormuz is over 600 feet deep, so I doubt sinking a ship.
Well, if they tell you it's 600, it's really only 400.
Okay.
it's a joke. It's a joke.
I doubt very seriously it's going to block the straits.
It's not the blocking of the straits that we're talking about.
It's just people being afraid to take their oil tankers through there.
That's true. It is a bottleneck, so it's easy to target there, but they're not going to be able to
I'll give you the modern equivalent in the United States. We have a lot of interstate highways and a whole lot of 18-wheelers. But if somebody starts plinking 18-wheeler drivers off of bridges, just maybe 50 people around the country spread out, maybe one in Kansas City, one in Baltimore, one in New York, one in
Michigan,
one in Indy, Louisville, you will stop all traffic in the United States. All truck traffic will stop if people start assassinating truck drivers. All right? It would be same thing. You can only ship the oil if you have an insurance company willing to foot the bill. Why would you hang up on me?
Yeah,
what the hell?
Anyway.
I'm done with this conversation.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
I'm done with that guy.
It's also Hormuz.
Instead of Hormel?
Or Hormuth is what I think he said.
Oh. I want to go to the Straits of Hormel.
Yeah.
Get some ham lunch meat. Yeah. Some turkey. 272-9228.
Ain't got a dress that I don't like. You ain't got a pair of jeans that don't fit you just right. There's not a minute in the day that you don't knock me out, you don't blow me away. But girl, now that the sun's gone down, whoa, whoa, looking at you right here and now, baby.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to. Me.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Minutes after 9 o'clock, 11 minutes till the top of the hour. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. Auburn House Wash, they're with you all the time. Just call them, 826-WASH, 826-WASH. Ask about that 15% off special they got running on this radio deal. 15% off, you get a total clean. That's a roof, house, and driveway. Roof, house, and driveway. Did you know on the roofs and the house, they have a proprietary low-pressure wash system?
That's right.
So they don't damage any of the trim. They don't damage your windows, your masonry, your wood, your vinyl, whatever you got, your hardy board. They don't damage it. It's a proprietary low-pressure system. They just
give your house a bath, basically.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's so pretty. It's just a nice little soft, flowing, bubbling brook going down the side of your house. It just takes away all the dirt, and it's almost a Bob Ross type feel.
Right.
It just washes it right away, you know. You take this little ugly green, bossy, mildewy stuff, and it a nice little bright, beautiful paint color kind of appears.
Doesn't that look nice?
Doesn't that look nice? Happy little trees.
This window needs a friend. Let's clean it, too.
826-WASH, 826-WASH. Why is there a woman in a bathing suit in an O'Tesla commercial?
I don't know what O'Tesla is.
I don't know.
Isn't it a skin thing? That'd be my guess.
I guess, yeah. I hadn't thought of that.
Increased risk of depression, diarrhea, itching, you know.
Feelings of suicidal thoughts. Reported weight loss?
Is there?
Yeah, you know, take the good with the bad.
Yeah, I guess so, but good Lord.
Headache,
upper respiratory, I mean, like, holy cow.
I need to get on this. My life is going too well right now. I have not had diarrhea in weeks.
Yeah. I haven't had a headache, and I can't remember when.
Yeah, it had to be a...
Honey, get me some old Tesla.
Yeah, it had to be a skin thing, because it said, show more of you.
Well, some people I don't want to see more of.
Seriously.
Most people. Our number, 272-9228. Oh, yeah, call Auburn House Wash, auburnhousewash.com.
I'd like to see more of them.
Well, it's like Otesla for your house.
Right. Whatever, without all the side effects.
Whatever it is, Otesla does.
Without all the side effects. Without the severe diarrhea.
You would never guess that Obama has deleted online speeches, or the Obama White House deleted online speeches about immigration crisis hours before Trump entered office. In the waning hours of January 18 and January 19, before Donald Trump took office on January 20, a collection of 190 transcripts of speeches on ICE's website, ICE is I-C-E.
I-C-E. Apostrophe.
Yes. Was deleted on January
18. The website of ICE.
The website of ICE, yes. The website owned by ICE, the possessive there. Statements made by high-ranking ICE officials regarding controversial immigration topics such as sanctuary cities, E-Verify, treatment of detainees, and other issues were included in the reported deletions. With a couple of clicks of the mouse, access to a federal government web resource containing 12 years of primary source materials was lost, according to the Sunlight Foundation. Noting that speeches dating back to 2004 were among those deleted. Now, why would the Obama White House want to remove speeches made by government officials over the course of 12 years, including 8 years of the Obama White House, decrying the scourge of illegal immigration?
Doesn't fit the narrative anymore, Barron.
It's amazing how fast that switched. That switched faster than trannies. Trannies, it took like 3-4 full years.
Right.
For trannies to go from kind of a weird outpost of society to, you accept my trannydom or you are the worst human being ever. You call me a woman. I don't care if I sound like this. I feel like a woman today. That, I will crush your face.
That article reminds me of the...
It's ma'am.
Do you have the thing? Do you have the one in the queue about the Alabama sheriffs and all that?
I think
that's a good article.
It's a great article.
I think it's very relevant.
But they did the exact same thing.
And that's what I'm saying is, and frankly, what they say is that what the article's conclusion is basically that we need some kind of proper, what's the word? You know, like there needs to be a procedure of transition. Like, here's the things that you have to do. You know, when you're voted out. You know,
you want me to let you know
these things? You can't do this. You can't pour the rice down the, you know,
in the gas tank.
I mean, just the. Some of the dumbest, most petty things.
Yeah, this is an article from Alabama, AL.com. Wasted funds, destroyed property. How Alabama sheriffs undermine their successors after losing re-election.
So guys lost election.
They lose election. And in America, you lose the election in November. You don't get sworn in until January.
Right. Then
which is absolutely absurd.
And then these guys has a mad.
It made sense back in 1812.
Right, when you had to get to, well, it used to be March.
Yeah, it used to be March, because nobody wanted to go travel in January.
Right, because like if you were elected from, you know, like Georgia, and you had to get to Washington, D.C., it could take you 3 months.
Yeah, it took months. Or imagine if you were out in Indian country.
Yeah.
And you had to make your way in. It's like when Teddy Roosevelt became president, you know where he was? On a mountain. He was climbing a mountain.
Yeah.
They had to go get him. They didn't know where he was exactly, because they didn't have Secret Service.
Calvin Coolidge, when Harding died, was at his dad's cabin in Vermont that had no electricity, it had no running water, had
no
phone.
Didn't know he was president.
Didn't know he was president. They woke him up, and they're like, hey, Cal, you're president. He went,
He was silent, Cal. Silent Cal.
He just got, He shrugged and turned on an oil lamp. Seriously, there's like a whole thing about it.
Is that really?
Yeah, the reason I know that is because I read this, like, I don't know, it's very, what's the word, like the... The descriptive language is strong because
you know what I want to do.
It's kind of weird.
I want to get a detailed biography of like
of every president.
No, not every president, but just pick a random one, like Millard Fillmore. I want to dive deep on Millard Fillmore. I want to know what made Millard.
I want to dive deep on old Warren Harding. He was good.
I mean, I don't want to do somebody I know anything about.
Oh, do you know anything about Warren Harding?
Not really.
Blotto, like more corrupt than you can imagine.
My kind of guy.
You know, hell. Like, at one point, I think he bet the White House China in a poker game.
Well, sometimes you gotta up the ante.
Yeah, he was in God mode, Barron.
But no, the part of the problem is you get elected in November and you don't take office till January 20th.
Well,
that gives them 2.5 months. They shouldn't be able to pass legislation during that time. No lame duck president needs to be signing anything other than emergency legislation.
That's right.
And I mean foreign war emergency legislation.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to be signing, and they need to run it back up to like December 1st.
Well,
give them 3 good weeks to work it out and get your transition team, and then go.
Well, and a lot of these sheriffs are, you know, I mean, a lot of, hey, newsflash, a lot of our counties are one party counties.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so imagine if you win the primary, there's not a contested general.
June.
So it's in June, and they basically have like almost a year.
Yeah.
They have 7 months
to
mess everything up, to spend all the money. One of the guys, he goes to, you know, the inmate comes to him, like the, you know, the head of the inmate, you know, the guy that cooks the food for the inmates, and he's like, hey, we don't have any food.
Well, this says shortly after Phil Sims, not the Hall of Fame quarterback.
Are you sure?
Became the sheriff of Marshall County at 12 a.m. on January 14th. He found a cardboard box in a storage closet containing 5 government-issued smartphones, each with multiple holes drilled to clear through them.
Drilled.
It was the first time Sims had been allowed to enter the sheriff's office, a red brick building overlooking Lake Gunnersville, a foggy bass fishing mecca, since he defeated longtime Sheriff J. Scott Walls in the June primary election. It didn't take long for Sims to learn that they destroyed iPhones and Androids that had belonged to his predecessor and his top brass. Sims discovered that the hard drives had been removed from computers in his and his chief deputy's offices, and reams of records were nowhere to be found. I'm sure Marshall County is a veritable hotbed of honesty and integrity.
Always has been.
Or why on earth would they be drilling holes through the phones and stealing records?
I do think that there should be some kind of, I mean, back to the Clintons, you know, when they left and stealing all the W's off the keyboards,
yeah,
and, you know, just stupid stuff like that.
They did more than just steal the W's.
Well, I know, but
they
still
trashed the place.
Yeah.
They stole the china.
Well,
the White House china.
I mean, they needed a setting for their new house that Terry McAuliffe bought them.
Oof, shots fired. Well, they left dead broke, you know.
Yes.
Before they signed the $100 million book advance.
Well,
they were like a week and a half where they were dead broke.
They had no idea that was coming, Baron.
A week and a half, yeah.
They hadn't been negotiating it since, you know, the middle of 1996.
Well, it was about the week before they shut down the Panama account.
Mm-hmm.
That, by the way, Backus Inc. had the same Panama account.
Mm-hmm.
Still can't believe nobody talked. Why has nobody in the news done a story on that?
Dude.
Why is AP or AL.com or SFA or Montgomery Advertiser, I've talked about it over and over, why has nobody done a piece on it? You know why? They don't want to die. They don't want to die. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of these people. I'm more heavily armed than they are. We're going to continue to bring you intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, factually correct radio while you're at home painting your house because you went to New Look Decorating. And you got some of that Benjamin Moore paint, that high-quality Benjamin Moore paint. It's amazing. It's amazing what a difference it makes. And it makes a massive, massive, huge difference. They got that. They have premium wall coverings, like wallpapers. And you don't even want to use the word wallpaper. They're so premium, though. They really look good. This is the good, trendy stuff people are using, but it's timeless. It's timeless. It almost looks like you're walking back into a Versailles back in 1850 or something. I mean, it's just gorgeous. New Look Decorating, where you can get all that. They rent pressure washers. You can do anything in New Look Decorating. They got designers on staff, Brett Lanham, Brian Carr over there. Good people. Good people. But, Baron, 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 I use a painting contractor. I call Riley Manning. You know what? Good. He's got his own entrance. The Riley Manning entrance. All the painting contractors get to use the Riley Manning entrance over at New Look Decorating. Just walk in there and tell them you want better.